B'chor is Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. We're continuing the halachas of the fact that the b'chor has to be given to the kohen. The animal, doesn't say whose reshus it's in, but the animal was noled by mum. So the b'chor has the mum now. Mutal lekayim kol shnei masa chodesh. Even though there's a halacha that if it's tamim, it has to be brought as a carbon teich shnaso, we learn it out of a pasuk. But if it became a balmum, mutal lekaimoi, la'achas shnaso, ein yirushay lekaimoi, la'ad shloshim yoyim. The din of shnei masa chodesh is me'ikir hadin, that's the din deraisa, that should be brought as a carbon or it should be shechted. La'achas shnaso is the fact that the year already passed. So anyway, Shadow Kaima Illa at Shloshim Yom, the behemoth became a Balmum, so Batsim should be shechted right away. The Shloshim Yom over here is just to give enough time to be Mesadil, the Marshal, if it's still by the Bailim, and should go to the Kayin, that the Kayin should, if the Israel is going to shecht it right away, the meat's going to go bad, it's going to spoil before it can be given to the Kayin, and they extended this man of Lamed Yom. Now the din of Yud Beis Chodesh is a din L'chayro with a time span that the Kohen's Mukhiv to Shecht. So the way we just explained it is that even if the Bechor is Biyad the Yisrael still, if it was Noilad by Mum, so then the Halacha is that it should also be Shechted right away. We extended the Chacham, given 30 days, in order that it shouldn't be a Hefz to Kohen. This is the way some Rishonim explain it. So Chayashit is Rashi. You look at the Tosfos Yom Tov, and Tosfos holds not that way, that the din of Yud Beis Chodesh is a din when the behemah, the Bechor, is Biyad HaKoyin. The Yisrael has to give it to the Koyin. The Koyin is supposed to shecht it, Toich Yud Beis, either for a korban or if it's a Balmum. If it's still Biyad Yisrael, then there's no din of Shloshim Yoyim. The Shloshim Yoyim is when it's given over to the Koyin, then it's supposed to be brought. It's supposed to be shechted, rather, B'toich Shloshim Yoyim. Mishnah Gimel. Hashoichet ha-bechor u-mare es mumoy. We keep on discussing bechor has a mum, and then the kohen's allowed to eat it. But it's not as simple as that. The halacha is, l'chotz din derabonon, that there's a procedural halacha that it has to be, the bechor has to be nitar to be shechted by somebody who's a mumcha. Separate, the Gemara says the marshal that the amira rav did not receive smicha, for whatever reason, the Gemara's mavur, why, from his Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yudha Anasi, on the Indian of Bechayim, he didn't pass in Bechayim. There's a special reshus, a special hurman of the Rabbonon, on passing in Yonei Bechayim. But procedurally, it has to be shown, l'mashal today, there's nobody who has that smicha. We don't have that smicha ish mi pish. So mele botla smicha, there's no such thing as being matter Bechayim. Even if you see a behemoth today, you see a sheep that was born, a firstborn sheep, and it clearly has, it's missing a leg, we can't be mad to it. Midrabban is halacha that the basar is also to eat, we'll treat it still as a korban, insofar that if it's shechted, it's shchut echot. It's awesome. You have to bury it. The halacha is that it has to go through the procedure of being shown, and that's the halacha. The Gemara Gerada says the reason why it was a vekeshtelt with such a chamirus, it should be a shalan halacha, the same way you could show a rov a mara, or you could show a rov a mikveh or an eruv. So lachar is somebody who knows mumin, but there's a special procedure behind it because lamaisa was considered one of the ikir mumchis. It's a specialty. Gemara says damayri rav went to live by roye tzoyin roye boke for months on end to be able to learn up mumin to be able to be mater. Besides for being a mumcha, practical of being a baki in the practical of identifying a mum, there's also, we might point out, there's a difference between a mum kavu and a mum sheine kavu. A mum sheine kavu does not pass up behemah, it just means that temporarily the behemah can't be brought as a carbon. But it doesn't make the behemah into psulei hamikdashim. So to be mavchin, what's a mum kavu, what's not a mum kavu, what's also a mumchis. The mumcha also has to be mekabel rishus from the nosi, from the abezin, like we said, from the Sanhedrin, to be matir. There are oifanim where sholosh hedyotos can replace mumchim. You have the same type of thing by Ataras Nedarim, where you could have a mumcha to be matir, and we don't do that bizman hazeh. You do Ataras Nedarim, you do it in front of sholosh hedyotos. So that's the background for the halacha over here. The Mishnah starts. Hashoichet habchor umareis mumoy. He showed the mum to a mumcha only after the shechita. So you have a mum being matir, you have a mumcha being matir, but at the point of shechita, it would not have had a heter. So maybe it already became awesome. It's machlokes. Of course, it didn't rabbanon. Midiraisa, the baby is about mum, and it was shechted. Not a problem. But midrabbanon, because of this procedural gzeira, Rabbi Yehuda matir of Meir Oimer Hoyel v'nishkat shalei al pi mumcha also. It has the halacha that it's also you can't eat it, even though now a mumcha saw it and clearly said that the mum was here from before. Lemaisa, you look at the Rav from the Gemara, and there's an added layer over here. There is one type of mum called Doikin Shabayin, which is an edel mum, and we find chilukim in Mesechus Zvachim already that a behemoth that only has the mum of Doikin Shabayin is not considered mamish a cheftz of a balmum. The halacha is he's called b'minoy korban legab the dinim of if it goes on the mizbech and olo lo yered. So doikin shabayin is a separate category of mum, and that type of mum cannot be seen accurately in a behemoth when it's not alive. Because of that, they weren't matter even a mum, which is a no-brainer. The mum chesis, the behemoth is missing a leg, it's clearly a balmum. You don't need to be a mumcha to see that. There were geyser on every single mum that was not procedurally processed through the roye, through the heter. They asked lachamoyse shema will also do that by mumen that aren't necessarily roye lahater. It's a gzeir or it's a knas. It's different nuschois, but that's the psaka remei over here. Now we'll just point out that there's a big nafkamina the poskim. Point out, you look at the Tosfos Yomtim, Marit al-Gazi has an arichus on this, that there's an afkemina whether the nusach in Reb Meir is a gzeira otu, a doikin shabayin, so they ask for even regular mum, or it's a knas, hoil v'shochat, shalei al-pim mumchi, did wrong. That's the afkemina of the geis over there. If you go over here, you look this in parentheses, hoil v'shochat, shalei al-pim mumchi means he did wrong, he wasn't supposed to, so therefore, we place a knas on him. There's an afkmina la halacha. Rishonim bring a klal from the Kadmonim that halacha is kirib meir be gzeiroisav avaloi beknasoisav. So if the gedder hadover over here is that it's a gzeiro otu, then we pass him like a meir. If the vort over here is a knas because of something did, so then we're not. So there's a shayla in the Rishonim over here had a pass him. That's an afkmina had to be magdi the shittis with meir.